Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Well, we're waiting for that caffeine to get into the bloodstream, just like most people listening to this program this morning. We're trying to wake up after a late night at the Assembly Hall, but you're here to help us, and that's the good news. So Keith's over there getting the bonbons ready. Yesterday was Tuesday. No, it wasn't. It was Wednesday. But we had – I've got to get all my dates here together. We've had Thanksgiving. We've had Black Friday. We've had Small Business Saturday. We had Sit Around and Do Nothing Sunday. We had Cyber Monday and Giving Tuesday. You've been busy through all that at Ivy Tech as well. Tell me about what you guys did to help out on Tuesday.
Well, so, you know, Giving Tuesday is this – it's a global day of giving. It's emanated out of the 91st Street YMCA in New York City many years ago. And this is Ivy Tech's first time to affiliate with it. And we took a project that we felt was really important in terms of having a strong community impact, where we're raising money to make corrective eyewear for 50 children, women and men in our community. And we were already halfway there when we kicked things off on Giving Tuesday, because we had received a grant from our Circle of Ivy members. And so we decided we wanted to be ambitious and take that from 25 individuals being served up to 50. And I'm really happy to report, and again, this was our first time to do this, we're 75% of the way to our goal right now. So we raised $1,500 on Giving Tuesday. These are all online contributions that came in from people sharing these posts on their Facebook, their Instagram, their Twitter feeds, all of this. So we're thrilled. And the funding part of this project will stay open until the end of the year. So there's still time for people to contribute if they would like to be a part of that.
Now, the program you're speaking of is a new program at Ivy Tech. And talk about what they are going to do. It's kind of one-stop shopping, Susie.
Yeah. So this Keith's talking about our optometric technology program, which is something that we just started with our first cohort this past fall. And these are the students who are learning those skills to enable them. Picture, you know, if you go into your eye doctor and you've gotten your prescription from your optometrist, now it's time to fit you for the eyewear and to grind the lenses and to make sure those glasses fit well on your face. So this is what our students are learning in the optometric technology program. This was something that was formerly affiliated with Indiana University's School of Optometry. And as they closed that down, Ivy Tech was there to be able to absorb that on the fly. And we have almost a full cohort in that class of students. And so what we will be doing, those students will be partnering with optometric practices in the community so that those optometrists will actually write the prescriptions for these lenses, and then our students will be doing the actual grinding of the lenses and fitting of the frames for these individuals.
That's amazing. Now, what it's the time of year, Susie, when people make gingerbread houses, and Ivy Tech's involved with one.
The time of the year when people eat gingerbread houses.
Well,
get to the important stuff.
Wait a second. They're going to do one down by French Lick. Jeff Tabor is involved in this, our chef.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
I suspect this is not like the kind you would sit on your dining room table. This has got to be a big, big deal.
This is a big, big deal. You know, so Ivy Tech's our service area, the footprint of counties that we serve, has not officially included Orange County until this year. And we're really excited because we've engaged in a project with the high schools down in Orange County and our major industry partner, the French Lick Resort, to bring together students in an interdisciplinary project. And we're talking about students from algebra, business, computer science, chemistry, physics, and culinary arts. And they've come together to engineer and build this terrific gingerbread house. And it's going to be on display in the Clifton Ballroom at the French Lick Resort next Wednesday, December 6th. So that'll be the culmination of it. So it's going to be a really, really exciting time for all of these students to see this culmination of their energies and the various disciplines that they brought to the project.
Any of the math people have an estimate of how long it would take Mike to eat that gingerbread house?
15 minutes.
We'll ask him that.
There's nothing worse than taunting an entire building of, but you can't eat it. You just have to sit there and look at it. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Give me something to eat, can you please? Susie Graham's our guest this morning. She checks in from Ivy Tech here on a Thursday, as we always get caught up on what's happening on the west side out there. Keith, what else is
we
brewing?
Got a gallery walk coming up, Susie, and Waldron's got a lot of activities going on.
Well, that's first Friday. That must be tomorrow then, if that's if
it
my
is.
Math.
There you go.
Speaking of algebra and math.
You figured it out.
Well,
good for you.
Calendar's right there.
Tired that you may be.
Can't eat that calendar.
I'm going to start every Thursday morning with you guys.
Come on in. Door's open.
So the Waldron is going to be super busy this weekend. Of course, Gallery Walk is Friday evening, and in all of the galleries we're featuring, photography is the overriding theme for everything. It's also going to include a lot of photography from our students of photography who have taken classes through our Center for Lifelong Learning, so that's going to be a really exciting thing. The Jewish Theater of Bloomington opens its production of The Last Night of Ballyhoo. That's going to be in the Fire Bay, the Rose Fire Bay. And then we also have a new concert. It's called Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. This is spearheaded by local musicians Jen Christie and Eric Brown, and they've got this group of world-class musicians who are putting on this holiday concert. It's supposed to be a lot of fun. So a lot going on. They can always check with the Busker Chumley Theater Ticket Office to get more information on those as well.
Now, Susie, on the gallery walk, now I'm asking for somebody that, not me particularly, but occasionally you've had treats there for the gallery walk.
Yeah, and you know, those are provided by our culinary students.
Uh-huh.
So they work closely with Julie Roberts, who is our gallery director, to put together something that might thematically match what's going on. I don't know what they have planned this time, but Stacey Strand and her students in our baking and pastry program are really inventive about coming up with some really lovely treats. So as people think about going to Gallery Walk, they can look forward to having something yummy, both to eat and to drink at the event.
Well, and don't forget Gallery Walk is free as well to stop by and say hi. And it usually happens, the first Friday of every month?
First Friday of the month, that's right. Now, the other thing that's going on is we're about to close the semester, but it's not too late, A, to register for the classes that are coming up, and B, still get registered for financial aid.
Absolutely, on both counts. We have advisors who are ready to work with incoming students to consider what they would like to study and how to craft a program of study and get them registered. And it is not too late for them to apply for financial aid. The FAFSA is the application that they need to fill out. We have advisors who can help them do that as well. And I will also put in a plug from my office, which is the Ivy Tech Foundation, that we have scholarships. And it's not too late to apply for those. We've extended the deadline from December 1st to December 4th. And so any student who is either existing or coming into the college new can apply for scholarship assistance. And the great thing about scholarships is they do not have to be repaid.
Well, and one of the Mike started the day today talking about a drawing we're going to have for a $500 gift certificate. And, you know, so what? You enter and you lose, but you might win too. So why not apply for these scholarships? That's just a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. And we have so many wonderful, generous donors who have made these funds available for students for the pure intent of easing their financial burden so that when they graduate, the debt service that they have is diminished, right, to help them move on with their lives instead of spending it paying back on student loans.
Susie, before we let you go, there's a student leadership conference going on for our kids up in Indy today.
Yeah, it is. Actually, I think they spend today in Bloomington, and they'll be in Indy tomorrow, and it's going to be a statewide conference. So these are student leaders from all Ivy Tech campuses throughout the state. So they're going to be meeting and discussing things obviously related to leadership, professional development, and personal growth. So it's a really exciting time for them.
All right, Susie, good job as always. Stay dry this morning as the rain moves through the area, and enjoy the gallery walk and everything else, and we'll get caught up with you sooner than later, and the next time will be at least, at minimum, December. Boy, that just sounds chilly saying that.
It does. Great. Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Thanks, Keith. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, Susie. We appreciate it. Susie Graham from Ivy Tech here on a Thursday morning checking in with us.